Episode 1055, Better Together.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day and Merry Christmas. Okay, it's the day before December, I know, but I just had to say it. I could not contain myself. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and it's all about better together. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. We live in a world of constant busyness. How's your day going so far? I know mine's already crazy. And doing life one way just leaves us a little bit lonely. We are better together. God created us to thrive within our relationships, hence giving us the gift of fellowship and community, friendships and family. But there is a temptation to isolate ourselves, sometimes simply because of scheduling conflicts, we're just too tired, or the most common one, too busy. Oh, don't you love that word? I feel like I say that word like every other word. The more interaction, the more overwhelm. And when you're already stressed, it's easier just to do you. And that's nothing bad. It's just stating what is. Now understand that me time is vital and we all have to have that me time. However, our interaction with each other together is crucial to our success. Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says this, "Two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed." Think about that. Two people are better than one. God created us to be in relationship, not just with each other, but with Him. We all need these little reminders, these pick-me-ups, these ray of sunshines in our life that reminds us that, you know what? The ones we love need us as much as we need them. You don't have to flex your superpowers to make the holidays perfect. I mean, come on, you have the perfect tree up already. Well, if you do, come over to my house because my tree isn't even up. I'm like 2 weeks behind. I usually have all the Christmas decorations up, but because of travel and moving and me getting sick and under the weather, and yes, I can say excuse after excuse, I just have so failed and my superpowers have fallen flat. Or maybe you're flexing your supermom. Because you're volunteering for everything. You gotta be there for every child, for every event, saying, "I'm there, I can do it all." But you know what? Your stuff might actually be distracting you from whom God wants you to be together with. Yeah, think about that. God brings people into our lives for a reason. The stranger that crossed your path today while you were waiting at a stoplight. Maybe there was a reason for that. Maybe it was for you to give him or her the opportunity as a simple wave or a smile. Maybe when you were in the grocery store and you were checking out at the register and the customer service rep was just there and just kind of seemed like she was having an okay day. And you were placed there at that moment in her time, in her life, to give her a smile, a ray of hope. Sometimes we consume ourselves with fluff and we miss the heart. Every day is better together. So what if, just what if, I like to live in what ifs once in a while, right? Because thoughts are free, my mom always says. So what if you spent an extra hour a day with the ones you love in conversation? Maybe on a long walk or even a sing-along. I mean, come on, it's Christmas, so I'm sure you could pull out a Christmas carol or two, or maybe you can rock out to your favorite oldie, whatever floats your boat. What do you think you would be giving up in that hour that would greater serve you emotionally, physically, and spiritually? Because ultimately, that's what we're doing. When we look at our technology and we become consumed with it, and we're always on Facebook or Instagram watching somebody else's story when we're missing the story that's right next to us. A little snuggle, a little bedtime story. I'm guilty too. I'm just sitting here reminding you kindly with a gentle nudge. Every day is better together. together. Ultimately, we're not losing anything when we give up something in order to have that connection, the relationships, those blessings that God has placed in our lives. Each of them important. You know, if you would give up just an hour a day, how would that change your days ahead? Oh, I bet you would fill up your joy jar. Your gratitude and appreciation for what's right in front of you would blossom. You might actually smile more, like you're doing right now. See, I see that. You're not frowning anymore, and your eyes just sparkle when you smile. Feel that stress relief and the joy pounding in your heart. It feels so good. But when we are so wrapped up in the busyness and just the hustle and the bustle, we miss what's right in front of us. The heart of what God has given us, a part of Him. Those are our relationships. Caring for others reveals the best version of ourselves. Every day is better together. Go out and make today count. Shine bright, brighter than a star. Be someone else's lighthouse today so we all can be better together. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.